His jaw drops, and I'm suddenly not the most freaked out person in the area. Quite instinctively, I pushed the truck away from me, not realizing that I moved a couple of tons out of the way until it's done. This shocks the driver even more. My head finally finds the two words I was looking for: invulnerability and super strength. The old woman did not just list them, but provided some details. She mentioned that I'm supposed to be impregnable or indestructible or something like that. It sounded stupid at the time, but now that I've been hit by 2 tons of raging steel going at full speed without even taking a scratch, I'm starting to think that maybe the hollow bitch was not so full of shit. Then I remember what she said about the super strength stuff, and I catch myself smirking as I face the driver. "Excuse me, do you mind if I try something?" The excuse me was just a way to be polite. I'm going to try it, whether he likes it or not. He is still too stunned to react as I walk to him, but he still shoots a glance at my awesome rack the moment I stand just in front of him. I mean, after all, I probably have the biggest pair of boobs in the county, and right now I'm only dressed in a bikini I specially selected so that I would catch as much attention as possible. The man is quite burly and is at least a head taller than me. I'm neither tall nor short for a girl, but he is big. This does not matter as soon as I reach out and grab a fistful of his checkered shirt. Wow, he feels weightless as I stretch my slender arm and lift him up as if I were lifting a feather or an inflatable version of himself. His boots are soon a couple of feet off the road, and I realize that I could keep him there forever without even having to stretch myself. I look at my arm. It looks as smooth and slender as ever, with no muscle bulging or any other sign of effort. So, the super strength thing was true. The driver seems less excited about my discovery than I am, and soon starts screaming and kicking. His boot soon finds my thigh. It looked like a strong kick. I barely felt it like a tap. He kicks again with the same result. "Dude, give it up! I'm invulnerable," I say proudly. He keeps on kicking. It does not hurt, but it soon becomes annoying, so I sneer at him and flick my wrist to toss him over his truck. I'm starting to understand that I've gone through an amazing change, but it still feels incredible to see the driver's bulky frame soaring in the night sky and clearing the 20-foot-long truck, only to land behind it with a loud thud. I hear him moaning, and I realize that this is also an improvement, since he sounds as loud and clear as a home cinema, despite being some distance away. I can only giggle. I'm only beginning to grasp what has happened to me, but I'm starting to understand that this is some amazing shit. At this point, I'm eager to learn more about how amazing I am as I glance at the truck inquisitively. The F-150 certainly felt and looked quite solid when it crashed against me. Now, just a few minutes later, it looks way different. I'm still quite small compared to the monster truck, but I feel that this will be different once I get done with it. Taking a step towards the side towering vehicle, I crouch and bring my petite hands under it. My left hand sets into the front left wheel arch, and I start standing up, easily dragging the car with me, its front tilting to follow my movement. I feel excitement building up as I keep the front of the car at a high angle with the same effort it would have taken to raise a rubber float. It's so easy that it encourages me to keep going and to reach with my free hand, taking a hold of the middle section of the chassis and pushing up to lift the entire pickup over my head. Whoa! I'm holding an entire car over my head! And it's not even hard!